Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
We have over.
of the Lamb, and by the words of our testimony. So as you are declaring, I have overcome, you are declaring words of testimony. Can you lift your hands right now? Declare that I have overcome. In your business, you overcome. In your job, you overcome. In your company, you overcome. Your family is delivered. Your family has overcome. Lift your hands. Release words of testimony. We have overcome.
My life depends on you. My life depends on you. My life depends on you. Like a baby in the hands of a mother, my life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. Lord, I'm safe in your hands. Thank you, Lord.
matter what I see. You are my strength, oh God. You are my joy. The essence of my life is you. Everybody may give you a no, but when yes from God defeats every no. When yes is no. Yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me.
What you Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am opposed from Marco Bloboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. He is worthy of praises, glory, honor, adoration, blessings. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Wherever you are this morning, just lift up your voice and praise his name. Blessed be the Lord God, our Father, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We adore you, Almighty God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We say, thank you, Jesus. You woke us up this morning. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. And so, Lord, we just want to say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, for our children in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for spouses in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our nieces, our nephews, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for siblings, O God. We thank you, Lord, for aunts and uncles, O God. Father, we thank you for our family, ministry family, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our extended families, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Lord, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. We praise and let us go to Psalm 27, and this morning I want to read from the Amplified Bible Classic Edition, Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear or dread? The Lord is the refuge and stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, even then in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek, inquire for, and insistently require, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence, all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire. I'm reading from the AMPC Bible. For in the day of trouble, he will hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of his tent will he hide me. He will set me high upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies, round about me in this tent. I will offer sacrifices and shouting of joy. I will sing, yes. I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Have mercy and be gracious to me and answer me. You said, seek quiet my presence as your vital need. My heart says to you, your face, your presence, Lord, will I seek, inquire for, and require of necessity and on the authority of your word. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servants away in anger. You who have been my help, cast me not off, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. Although my father and my mother have forsaken me, yet the Lord will take me up, adopt me as his child. Give me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain and even path because of my enemies, those who lie in wait for me. Give me up not to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen up against me. They breath out cruelty and violence. What would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? Wait and hope and be expectant of the Lord. Be brave and of good courage, and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, of sins of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our household. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one, O God. We forgive, Lord, forgive us. We repent of our sins. Forgive us, O God, and O Lord, and cleanse us of all for all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, we pray for mercy, mercy, mercy. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy, 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 O God. Mercy, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we first thank you and praise you for the salvation, grace and power of the finished work of the cross. Lord, we thank you for Calvary. We bless you for your blood that was shed in the name of Jesus. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with the trespass, which they trespass against us, and that also they have walked contrary unto us, and have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humble, and did then accept the punishment of their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. I will remember the land. Lord, we bless you for the atonement power that is in the blood of the Lamb. For God, you became a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is he that hangeth from a tree. Lord, we take the blood of Jesus Christ and release it like a tsunami tidal wave going through our bloodline from now all the way back to Adam and Eve. And we close every evil doorway at a point of in the name of Jesus. Father, we take the precious blood of Jesus and apply it over the doorposts of our homes, doorposts of our businesses, ministry, family, and health, and finances. In the name of Jesus, we apply the precious blood of Jesus over the doorposts of our hearts. Oh, Father God, we apply the blood of Jesus over the doorposts of our minds, oh God. The mind. In the name of Jesus. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. When I smite the land of Egypt, according to Exodus 12:13. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus over our lives. As the destroyer is released to slay every Pharaoh and his Egyptian cohorts that is over our lives, that has made an alliance with our ancestral spirits to keep us in physical, spiritual, mental, and financial bondage in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 12:23. Lord, send the destroyer to hunt down, capture, binding everlasting chains made out of the blood of Jesus Christ, every evil spirit, bygone spirit, dark angel, ancestral spirit that is operating physical, spiritual, mental, and financial oppression against us from the second heavens in the name of Jesus, according to 2 Peter 2:4. Lord, we ask you to release your holy warrior angels with swords, canes, battle axes, battering rams, form and fashion out of the blood of Jesus Christ to demolish and destroy every barrier, snare, and barricade that has been constructed in the second heavens to stop, block, hinder, and delay every blessing and promise that God has ordained for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10:4. Lord, have your holy angels to mount up with weapons of war, fashioned out of the blood of Jesus Christ, to fight against every works of witchcraft, hoodoo, voodoo, chants, spells, hexes, vexes, astral projections, charismatic prayers, and psychic meditations that were sent in the night season. Lord, send your holy angels after the order of Sisera in the name of Jesus, according to Judges 5:20. Lord, release holy angels that are bounty hunter to hunt down and bind in everlasting chains made out of the blood of Jesus Christ every spirit spouse, marriage-breaking spirits, spirits of infirmities, spirits of premature death, spirits of poverty, spirits of misfortune caused by curses, hexes, vexes, and the sins of our fathers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let our presence that are picking up arms against us be drawn in the Red Sea as the Egyptians in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ flow like a tidal wave in the second heavens to destroy every astral altar part and control and all curses, hexes, contracts, and spells that have been planted in the heavens around our stars in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bind in everlasting chains all the spiritual attendants, guides, and spies in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we release the fear of the Lord and the blood of Jesus Christ against all of our enemies, seen and unseen enemies, known and unknown enemies, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we command your holy archers to send arrows made out of the blood of Jesus Christ into the hearts of our sin and unseen enemies, into the souls of the spirits they have summoned to bring oppression upon our health, finances, and family in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that the blood of Jesus Christ rain down everything that is connected to wickedness, that is connected to our lives. Lord, rain down the blood of the Lamb on every word of spiritual oppression that the enemy has planted in the heavens and the earth, and gives our bloodline in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, let the blood of the Lamb rain down like in the days of Noah upon every stronghold stand that the enemy has hidden. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ rain down and drown every secret thought of the wicked in the heavens and in the earth, in the high places and in the realm of astral projections that is seeking after our soul in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, we release the blood of Jesus Christ to bind up, choke every python and strong man. Holy Ghost, choke him until he cough up what he has stolen in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Mark 3:27. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our veins, into our bloodline, to close up every open door caused by the curse of illegitimacy in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our veins to destroy every bloodline curse, sickness, and disease that is hereditary or planted through witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ be injected into our bloodline and veins to restore us to divine health in the name of Jesus Christ. Purge us of high stuff so we can be clean, so we can be whiter than snow. Lord, wash us and cleanse us, O God, from all filthiness. And Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus in the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio block, the prayer line. We release the blood of Jesus into our environment. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Oh Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you. We bless your name, Almighty God. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, this morning, we pray for fresh oil, fresh anointing, oh God. That's not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil, oh God. Release a fresh anointing upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, release your anointing, fresh oil, fresh anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent for the kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. Oh Lord God, of course, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield. Look upon the face of thy anointed. For a day in thy court is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, pour your grace and glory upon our lives. We ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 45, verse 2. Lord, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives as in the name of Jesus, according to Proverbs 3:34 and Luke 2:40. Jesus, we thank you for your grace in the forgiveness and the forsaking of our sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, dwell among us in grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 1:14-16. Let your grace be bestowed upon us in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 11:23. Lord, let your grace be upon us for ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. And with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, let us walk in your grace for signs and wonders to be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 14:3. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which I sanctify. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give us the word of your grace in the name of Jesus, so that we can be built up, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Acts 5:15, connect our faith, O God, to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Romans 5:15, Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:15. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your end-time remnant in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 11:5. Lord, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives to crush the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 16:20. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not, for though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. For you know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that yet through his poverty we might be rich. In the name of Jesus, God, give us the focus, Almighty God. Let us focus and grow in your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, show us your manifold grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us find grace in a time of need in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus the Christ, according to Hebrews 4:16. Father, let the grace of the Lord Jesus be with our spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Galatians 6:18, let the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Father, we thank you for your grace. Without your grace, where would we be? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your grace, O God, your manifold grace, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We bless your name, O God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, O God. We magnify your name, O God. We thank you this morning, O God, that we are under an open heaven in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the heavens are open. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. Breathe upon us, O God. Breathe in our atmosphere. Breathe in our atmosphere. Breathe upon us, O God. Release your breath, O God, upon our environment. Release your breath upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, let the atmosphere turn from natural to supernatural. Breathe in us, O God. Breathe in us. Let the mind of Christ be in us, O God. Help us to walk by the Holy Ghost and not by the flesh, O God. Oh, Father God, empower us to do what is right in the sight of Almighty God. Help us in our walk, O God. We need you every second. We need you every hour. We need you every minute. We thank you, Lord, and my son, that he echoed on my sin. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for healing. We thank you for signs, wonders, and miracles even taking place as we're praying right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you for your healing in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, this morning we command the morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Lord, give ears to our words, O Lord. Consider our meditation. hearken unto the voice of our cry, our King and our God. For unto thee will we pray, our voices shall thy hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning we will direct our prayer unto thee and will look up. O Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command the morning and the day spring to know its place, to rip up from top to bottom and destroy every invisible barrier of wickedness. Release from the second heaven that is stopping, blocking, and delaying the release of our blessings that God has ordained for us in the name of Jesus. We command the morning, according to Job 38, 12 to 13, to smash and destroy every part, every culture that has our name and our family's entire bloodline written on it in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning to take the holy acts of God, to cut off the heads of every python and evil serpent has been initiated, and release commands to program shame, disgrace, and poverty over our lives and into the future in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning to take the holy acts of God, to cut off the heads of every python and evil serpent that has initiated and released commands to program shame, disgrace, and poverty over our lives and into our future in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning, the day spring, the sun, the moon, and the stars to take the holy acts of God, to continually chop up and destroy every threefold cord of mammoth, poverty, and fear over our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Judges 15:14, God annihilate them by fire. According to Genesis 19:24-27, we command the morning to destroy every power that is used to delay our success, and the day spring to know its place, to cancel and destroy every power assigned to stop our success in the name of Jesus. We command the day spring to know its place, to frustrate, to shake, and release confusion upon all the works of wickedness of every confederacy, of every person, releasing demons and evil spirits sent to delay our blessings. We command the morning to break and release us, to erase, blot out, and remove our names with the blood of Jesus Christ from the book of poverty, sickness, defeat, stagnation, and shame in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning to close every door at the point of entry, to bind and lock up in fetters and chains every python, every evil spirit and demon released that has come through our bloodline in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the day spring to know its place, to bind up every strong man, every spirit help, every spirit guide, and to spoil their goods according to Mark 3:27, Numbers 14:9, and Psalm 68:17. We command the day spring to know its place, to shake up wickedness from the ends of the earth that has been frustrating and hindering our blessings. We command the sun, the moon, and the stars to send fire to destroy every curse, every hidden curse, every stubborn curse, every iron-like curse, and every juju. We release holy warrior angels with everlasting chains of darkness to bind up every wicked spirit, every demon, every evil angel that has been sent to hinder, stagnate, sabotage, and to paralyze our breakthroughs in our health, prosperity, and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. According to 2 Peter 2:4, Job 14:17, Psalm 103:20, and Matthew 13:41-42. Lord, we command the morning, according to Job 38:12-13, and the day spring to know its place, to break and return every curse of every sort, level, order, rank, time, and place, and turn it into a blessing, according to Nehemiah 13:2, 2 Kings 2:20-22. We command the morning to bring healing and restoration to the foundation of our lives. We command the day spring to know its place, to pour salt out from the third heaven, from the throne of God, to dissolve every curse over our mind, body, spirit, and soul, and bloodline, according to 2 Kings 2:20-22. Lord, open up the heavens, pour out the blessings of the Lord, which make us rich and add no sorrow. Lord, we repent for any disobedience that has brought blockages in our lives. God caused the day spring to know its place, to bring the healing salt of the heaven into the foundation of our lives. We command the morning, reverse and return every form of hexes, vexes, stubborn curses, hidden curses, chants, meditation, sorcery, incantation, conjuration, hoodoo, voodoo, charismatic witchcraft, and who made witchcraft sent at us in the night seasons, God paralyzed, vetoes, render every satanic plot, purpose, plan, and strategy, null and void, according to Isaiah 19:14-16 and Psalm 7, verse 9. Lord, overturn and return and seal every spiritual effect into the very bowels of the sinners in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 109:17-19, Psalm 79, verse 12, and 1 Kings 2:44. We command the morning, the sun, the moon, and the stars to lock up and erase with the blood of Jesus every witchcraft and writing and ordinance of every sort, level, order, rank, time, and place that have brought stagnation and limitations into our lives. According to Isaiah 44:25, we command fire to destroy the fire from the Holy Spirit to destroy these invisible barriers in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Jeremiah 49:27, Jeremiah 50:15. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou our arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. We command the morning to locate and send fire from the throne room of Almighty God to destroy every satanic altar, every astral altar that is in the second heavens. We command the morning to destroy every curse, every hidden curse, planted and programmed on these altars in the heavens. We curse the power, the wisdom, and success of every satanic prophecy, chant, thought, meditation, and ritual in the name of Jesus Christ, like Jesus cursed the fig tree, according to Mark 11:14-20. We command the day spring to know its place, to shake wickedness out of the heavens and from the ends of the earth. And God sent a blast from the breath of their nostrils, according to Job 4:8-9. We command the morning to reject every iron like 3-4 cord persons of sickness, poverty, stagnation, procrastination, backwardness, and stillmate that have been planted in the heavens, according to Judges 16:12, Nehemiah 12:2, and 2 Kings 2:20-22. We command the morning to release the whirlwind of the Lord and the fierce anger of the Lord, according to Jeremiah 30:22-24, to execute his judgments and the intent of his heart. We command the morning and the day spring to know his place, to deprogram, cough up, reject, cancel, and veto and make null and void all wickedness that was programmed in the heavens over our stars in the night season, and to release the blessing, abundance, grace, and favor of Almighty God on our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning, the cause to come down from you, the rain, the former rain, the latter rain in the first month, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten, the canker worm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I send among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God. We command the morning, the day spring to know its place, to locate, uncover, discover, revive, and make alive all hidden and buried potentials caused by unforeseen circumstances throughout our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak life to every gift, every talent, and prophecy and promise that God has ordained for our lives. Lord, we thank you. We give you the glory and honor. We give you the praise for the transition in our lives, according to Genesis 39:2-3, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, Jesus. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woria makaye masederia koromosederia ka. Woria mo koria masanderia koromoso. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, O God, that you release your peace, that surpasses all understanding upon each and every one that is here this morning. Your word says you would keep us in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on you. Let our minds be stayed on you so that we can be in perfect peace, O God. Not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that comes from you, Jesus. Pour out your love upon each and every one of us. Embrace us in your love. Put a hedge of protection around each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, daily load us with your benefits. Bless us, our going in and our coming out. In the name of Jesus, this Father God, we destroy once again every calendar, evil calendar, satanic agenda that gives our lives against this ministry and gives our destiny. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we adore you, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We praise your name. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We pray blessings each and everyone listening this morning in the name of Jesus. Let the blessings of Almighty God rest upon you. Walk in his favor. Walk in his grace. Walk in his love, in the name of Jesus. Forgive as he's forgiven you. Receive all his prophetic promises spoken over your life. Believe those words that he has spoken over you so that you can receive those promises in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us 24/7. We hear the voice of the Holy Ghost, that he leads us, he guides us. Hallelujah. We thank God for the Spirit of God being with us. We thank God. We bless God for each and every one. We pray for a blessed week in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And before we leave, we put on the armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren, on ourselves, and each and every one connected to us. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Mother Somerville this morning. We pray, O God, that you continue to heal her, O God. Let it be complete and total healing in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of infirmity and we lose good health, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, strengthen her, O God. Strengthen her, O God. Breathe upon her, O God. Breathe upon Pastor Young, O God, in Liberia, O God. Breathe upon them, O God. Bless the work of our hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, in the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit. Rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us.